Welcome to Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Do you know what your superpowers are? Are you divinely guided to help yourself and others on your path? Tune in now as Lisa helps you learn to work with your own guardians, guides, and spirit team, bringing a little bit of humor to your journey and giving you a sense of peace, guidance, and inspiration from the other side. Your delivery is in. Here's your host, Lisa Ann.
Welcome, everybody. Hi, I am Lisa Ann, and I am with angelmessagestoyou.com, and this is my show, Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, we are going to get started. We have got so much content to get through. I had to actually make sure I was going to take a break and breathe. So anyway, first thing I want to go ahead and pull a card. So for whatever spirit wants you to know today. And right now it says vulnerable. And this is a cute little deer. And it says right now you might be feeling a little bit vulnerable right now, but just take a step back and regroup. You are more powerful than you know, but you don't have to be everybody's everything. So hopefully that resonates with you. But anyway, let's get started. Today we are all about the clairs. So basically your clairs are those moments where, and this is a fancy word. Clair is a French word for clear. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over what different clairs are and how do you know you've got them, ways to practice them. So we are just chock full of information today. So let's get started. So we all know that we're born with these capabilities. We just don't know that we've got them. And sometimes they kick in at different times. But today we're going to discuss four of them. Now there's definitely more of them, but these are the ones that are going to be probably the most prominent that you've heard about. So we've got claircognizance, that's clear knowing. We've got clairsentience, that's clear feeling. Then you've got clairvoyance, which is clear seeing. And then you've got clairaudience, which is clear hearing. So there's actually a bunch more, but the other two that I think probably other people have had instances with that you may go, you know, I've had that before. One is clairaliens. That is clear smelling. Like, have you ever been sitting there and suddenly go, I smell cologne, I smell shaving cream, I smell cigarette smoke. There's not a smoker in sight. I smell coffee. You know that belongs. That's spirit's way of saying, hello, here I am. And it probably goes along with somebody on the other side. But those are those things that you could do. The other one is clairaugustance, and that is clair tasting. So some people will go, oh my gosh, I'm tasting peppers or I'm tasting spice or something, like maybe grandma made this amazing spaghetti sauce or something. And you go, that's what I taste right now, but you haven't eaten it. So that's kind of what it is like. But we're going to talk about just the basics of the four, but we're going to talk about what are they? How do you know you've got them and ways to practice? We're going to try to make some of this fun. Again, there's so many ways that you could do it. I'm only tip of the iceberg offering some ideas. So just want to make sure that you're aware. First of all, most everybody's born with this, and then we realize we have them. We have to embrace some of them, or else we go mad because we're like, how did that happen? But have you ever sat around with your friends and said, you know, if I had a superpower, what would it be? Mine was always the cloak of invisibility. I just thought that would be so cool. Me and Harry Potter were going to be like this. I was going to be able to throw that invisibility cloak on and go, you know, spy on people. But then I've discovered I can do other things. So I am using all of those, but I'm still waiting for Santa to bring me that cloak of invisibility, let me tell you. Anyway, you all have something, you just don't know that you have it. So that's what we're going to do. The bottom line about most of these is that I want you to know you've got them, you can practice them, actively activate them and start practicing them. And the best way is to go play. I know it sounds really crazy, but it's almost like give your ego something else to do that, and then the other things will start kicking in. So it's really just about occupying the linear brain and getting into doing something creative. You know, that zoning out feeling where you don't really know and then suddenly you've got information. That's what it looks like. So where the gifts come from, they're coming from divine source, and they're activated sometimes at birth. Sometimes events happen in your life and suddenly you go, holy cow, you don't have to smack your head really hard. And we don't recommend that at all either to, and you know, to get some of these fun things. But kids often have some of these even more so than adults at times because they don't know anything else but playing. Aha, key, play. But, you know, they at times, you know, when we get involved with other things, we don't actively know where they're coming from or what's going on. So that's where you kind of have to step back and go, okay, I'm going to actively look at these things. What's going on? But there's no official time that any of these can kick in. So if you want to practice, I'd suggest I'm going to practice. So let's talk about the first one. Claircognizance, also known as clear knowing. Sorry about that. Anyway, it's associated with your crown chakra. So what is it? It's an understanding without reasonably knowing how you know. It's like just, I don't know. You just, how do you know that? I don't know. I just know. Simply describing it, it's a spontaneous knowing things without any reason why. And simply put, it's a flash without a reason. So subsections of this, you could know future events, know details, and nobody told you, but you just kind of knew that. So how do you know that you have it? Well, for example, let's say you tell your husband or loved one, take a different route. I don't know, something just, I need you to take a different route to work. You're not really sure why, but it's just like you know that it's really not the best route for them to maybe get on the highway or do something. And then you find out later, there was a dump truck that spilled the contents and you didn't know anything about it. It was on the news, but you didn't watch the news. It could be easy as repeating something someone is going to say before they say it. Ever go, jinx? Uh-huh, I bet you have. We've all done it. So it's just that suddenly you knew, you say it at the same time. You didn't coordinate this, but I know there's been, I am jinx queen. So I'm just telling you, I'm sure that you have some going up there as well. It could happen super subtly, like taking a few extra dollars with you. You just kind of just feel like you know you should, or to wearing the flats instead of the high heels, things of that nature. Have you ever just known things about a complete stranger when they walked up to you, but you don't know why and you've never talked to them? And as a kid, I know we've all done this. You've looked at your parents and go, I know what they're going to say, what they're thinking about. You know, they're, you just know, but they didn't tell you. So anyway, so there's all those things. So what, how do you practice some of this stuff? Well, one of the things you can do to practice this is who's on the phone. Now, we all have caller ID with our cell phones, so we can't use the old fashioned phones. But before you go to the phone, do you know? Actually just think and just stop and go, who is it? Take a stab. That's all you got to do is take a stab and then practice and then kind of keep a little scorecard. Time. Have you ever looked at the clock at the exact same time over and over again? That's an example of this because you just know. I mean, think about it. How do dogs know what time it is? They can't tell time, but they know you're on the way home. Same thing. Not calling you a dog at all. I'm just saying we all have these capabilities. So another thing you can do is take a deck of cards. Flip them over, but before you do, guess, is it black or is it red? There's also Zener cards out there. If you get start getting really good at this one, I would suggest getting the Zener cards. And there's actually an app on iTunes or something like that for Zener cards, and you get to pick what shape it is. And there's other tests that you can do as well. So if you start getting really good, start challenging yourself. What about the song? You just know that there's a song coming up on the radio that befits something that you were looking at. You know, ways to do it is, you know, you can actually like stare at something and then just wait until, you know, you kind of have that feeling of what it is. I always encourage people to meditate. It's been a hard challenge for me to stop my monkey brain, but it happens. We all do it where we just can't stop the racing thoughts. And that's the challenge, is to slow it down. And then when we do, we get a chance to actually start receiving information instead of creating information. So if you start getting to the point where you're not consciously aware of what's going on, you need to slow down a little bit and just breathe. And then you'll start getting some of this information. But another way that you can do is you get a random change of direction, completely opposite of what you were thinking, and then indeed it was the better decision. Did anybody tell you it was the better decision? No. But again, that is your inside clear knowing. So anyway, just want to take that moment and tell you that there's some really cool things. So the next one we're going to talk about, clear feeling, that's clairsentience. And that is basically feeling. Have you ever had that gut feeling like something's wrong? That's it. That's it right there. So it seems to go very much hand in hand with claircognizance, but just in case you get that physical sensation, you know that that's where it's coming from. So the clear knowing is just, I just know. But that clairsentience is sensing. It's using your physical body. Now, one of the ways you can actually do it is just stop and say, how do I feel right now? Your body picks up energy. It won't lie. And you've got to just pay attention. If you get that, those heebie-jeebies or go, something's not right, that's what that is. That's that clairsentience. That's clear feeling. Your body knows. And again, it's that gut feeling. Sometimes it's very subtle. And you'll know if you're wrong, but you'll go, you know what? I knew that there was something not right, or I knew that this was going to happen because you had that inner feeling, but it's a body sensation. And I think in movies too, in shows, you know, when there's that pause and the camera just focuses on that person and you get that, they can only create it in that aha moment. Well, that's what they're trying to acknowledge, that they felt it and they saw it in their mind in some way. I don't suggest the slug in the stomach. I've had that. Those are not fun, but you know when something is just hitting you very hard. But the clairsentience is the feeling, and it's just one of your more physical gifts, and it's your body's reaction, and it's the ability to feel the present, the past, and the future events and emotional states of others without the use of normal five senses. So that's where you know that you're getting involved with that. So how do you know? Well, have you ever walked into a house and you just feel good being in there? I know, like, I've walked in and I'm like, God, the energy feels so great in here. And other times it's oppressive and you just know that there's something going on. Have you ever walked into a party and there was fighting and you didn't know about it, but you could feel the energy and the tension in the room? That's what it is. How about just an uneasy feeling? You don't know why, but you know something is wrong. Or you're having such a good day. You don't know why the stars are aligned. Everything is all perfect, but you just have this, I feel really good. And that's that feeling again. Some people, you kind of knew that you were getting a marriage proposal, maybe even splitting up. It's just that sense you just didn't feel right about something, or you felt really good. What about goosebumps? You ever had those? Those are such a telltale sign. Can anybody actually randomly give themselves goosebumps? So really a lot of effort, but I don't really know anybody that can actively give themselves goosies. So that's actually one of my points of knowledge. If something is going on and I need a confirmation, and I'll ask my spirit guides going, is that accurate or not? If I get waves of goosebumps accurate, you know, intermittently, I'll go, okay, thank you. That's my confirmation. So you can use whatever you want. Actively talked with them, they'll help you get some of that information. Another thing, like, have you ever sensed something more is going to happen that it hasn't happened yet? And the event wasn't even over. That's one of those things. What if you can't watch the news? Like, you just feel the sadness, you feel the good stuff, because you would feel the great stuff too, but you know, you can't because you are feeling the emotion of the people. You can feel what they're feeling. Another way is like if your mood changes quickly. So let's talk about some ways to practice. Basically, if you just have to kind of stop, be present in the moment and ask your body, how does this feel? I have literally had so many deja vu moments because I have dreams. They come true. I walk into a room and it's suddenly this has already happened before. And I'll stop and say, is it a good feeling or a bad feeling? If it's a bad feeling, then I know that, and that's the fastest thing I can conjure up, is it a good feeling or a bad feeling? Are the events that are playing out, was it resulting in good or bad? That's as fast as I can get it out. But ultimately, my body will tell me it's a good feeling, everything's fine. That's all I needed to know. The rest can happen and play out. Half of it I've known already, but that's okay. It's just making sure that you're aware and you feel into the emotion that hasn't been told to you yet, but be aware. Often you'll take up a profession like in the healing professions when this is really one of your strong suits. Like, you just have that empathy. You can feel into it and you know things are right or wrong. Parents are really good at knowing what's going on with their kid, and they get that feeling, you know, my kid needs my help. I know that that's something most parents have. You didn't develop it. You just learn it and you tune into it. So anyway, that could be just some ways that you could be aware of it. And it might take you some practice to ask yourself, how do you feel? And pay attention to those hunches. So anyway, we're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, we've got two more Claires to get to. We also are going to have a giveaway after our next break, and it's for a 30-minute channeled session, an intuitive channel session with me. And we'll give you the phone number coming up. And but this is Message Delivery with Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate, through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit LoveMoreFearlessIntuitive.com.
Do you struggle with transitions? Do fear and stifling limitations hold you back? There are soulful solutions right at your fingertips. Join me, Shamise Daniel, for inspiring conversations with spiritual leaders who can give you the tools you need to calm your inner storm and ignite your soul's fire. Tune in to Soulful Travel Adventures every first and third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit angelmessagestoyou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daniel from intuitionwisdom.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. We've got something super special. What a generous gift. Wow.
It's time to discover who you really are, and we're offering a free intuitive reading on our website at intuitionwisdom.com. All you got to do is take the step to become one with the universe, and the life purpose is that bridge. So please come to our website, intuitionwisdom.com.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Life purpose unlocks abundance.
Hi, I'm Lisa Ann. Welcome back. You are at the Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. I am a psychic medium intuitive channeler, and I pass along messages to you from the other side. If you are interested in getting a reading of your own, feel free to contact me at 919-744-9691, or you can reach me at my website, which is angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessagestoyou.com. But if you're just joining us today, we're talking all about the clairs. Well, we've got four and we've already went through two. One more thing that I want to point out that could be used just as about anywhere is we've already discussed ways that you could know, and we've discussed feeling and knowing. So clairsentience and claircognizance. But if you just kind of want to have that one more, should I or shouldn't I, and you're not really sure, use your body as kind of a pendulum of sorts. So one of the things you can do is just stand really still. And before you get going, and just say, body, show me what it feels like for a yes. And see what your body does. Do you sway to the left? Do you sway to the right? Do you feel like you're going backwards? Do you go in circles? Then still your body again. Ask one more time, body, show me what a no is. And then let your body, with the energy, that inner knowing, show you what a no is. Again, are you swaying back and forth? Are you going left and right? How does it feel to you? So if you're standing there going, should I or shouldn't I? Stop. And then just go, you know, there's so much noise going on. You're in the middle of a mall. You're in the middle of a baseball game. Should I or shouldn't I? Stop, ask your body to show you. And that is that inner knowing and that feeling all rolled into one. So it's just one more way. And I just want to make sure that you're aware of it. And I forgot last time, but hey, we're all in. So anyway, next one, we are going to talk about clairvoyance, clear seeing. So basically what that is it's a visual impression of a past, present, or future person, place, thing, or object without there being any physical evidence. So some of these can go, these other, these clairs can go hand in hand with another. And it's not really to differentiate how you get the information as much as you do get the information and trust it. It's the spirit's way of making sure that you're getting the messages when you're not really sure what the answer is. But you're getting it. You just have to pay attention. So you got to use your superpowers. So, and just like, you know, let's say, for example, you don't know where the favorite pair of lime green socks with the squiggly eyes are. Well, you could say, and just wait and pause for a minute, close your eyes and just see if you could visualize where they are. Did you just get it that one fell behind the dryer? Or maybe one got stuck behind a dresser drawer? You'll see that picture. Now, a lot of times it's just a flash. Like let's say if you see that somebody's shirt is torn by a branch even, you see it in your mind eye that they're gonna rip their shirt. And all you see is the ripped shirt. You didn't really see exactly how, and maybe you will see it, but that's clairvoyance. That's seeing all of those details. It's just a flash though. So, you know, some people can tell you that they see a flash of a person's face and they'll go, so-and-so is going to call me. There you go. What if you're talking to somebody and you see purple balloon? Okay, well, they were getting ready to tell you about this bouquet of balloons and suddenly you saw, they show you it's purple balloons. It could be anything, but you have to be, it's almost like running two computer screens at once. You're in your active brain talking, but then all of a sudden that inactive side is showing you and giving you information. So it can be a little overwhelming because you've got your clairsentience, you're sensing things. Then you've got your claircognizance where you're aware and physically feeling things, but then suddenly you're going, I just saw a flash. So a lot of times I've had some friends and they're like, okay, see if you can help me find this. We're missing this. Do you know where it is? Sometimes I get it. Sometimes I'm not perfect. But other people may have wild guesses. But did they really guess or did they get a flash? Where did the inspiration come from? You never know. So just pay attention. It's really kind of fun. So there's a lot of ways that you could know what you're doing. So how do you know? It's kind of a form of an imaginative picture that will flash into your brain, but everybody has it. But you can either turn it up or turn this superpower down. But first and foremost, you got to practice the muscle in developing it. Trust and acknowledge it. So for example, if I said the word lunchbox, what picture comes to your mind? Is it the red Snoopy lunchbox that you had when you were in second grade? Or is it a box that you got at some well-known restaurant that is a package meal that you always buy? What does it mean to you? But that's that flash that you'll get. Suddenly it's lunchbox. Well, then you can apply that to whatever it is that you're doing. So if you, another way to know is, do you daydream and you see pictures or objects? That's one way. You can do a test. Stand in a room or a place you've never been and ask to show you a picture of something that's in the room. That's always fun. I mean, if you've got the time, stop and just go, all right, I've never been in this room before, never been in this section of a store. Show me a picture of something in this room. And then just be aware. And it's kind of like, you know, if I described to you, I ran over, climbed up the stairs on the slide and slid down. You actually got a visual of what that looked like, didn't you? And I know you did, because you had to use your own experiences of what it looked like, or it was an example of something you've seen in somebody else. So that's what the visual looks like. So you all have it. It's just practicing it. And you could actively sit down with a list of things and start going, okay, what does this look like to me? What does that look like to me? Now, obviously, you know, if you are seeing, you know, Greek hieroglyphics in the middle of a pyramid, you don't know what all of those details are, but you may get other symbols that would reflect that same information just given to you in a different manner. It's whatever pops into your head. So practice listening to your imagination and kind of seeing what does it look like. So another thing too is, have you ever had those deja vu moments? But what if that was actually part of clairvoyance, where you actually are seeing ahead pictures, places, things, people, you feel like you've done it before, but you saw something ahead of time. That's part of it, because you have no explanation, but you just kind of go, I've seen that before. Where'd you see it? There you go. So that's part of that. So the best thing too is, though, you need to make sure that you don't have a whole lot of mind chatter. Again, I know I'm going to talk till I'm blue in the face. Monkey brain, slow down. Because if you are, you know, you're trying to think of an algebra problem and you've got the shopping list and you've got six things on your to-do list and you've got five people calling you, do you really think you're paying attention to what's going on in your brain and what the visions are being and what's popping in? No. So it's actively calm your brain. Give yourself 5 minutes. I challenge my friend, Agent 007. I'm just going to call her that as a nickname. She actually is, her brain just goes a mile a minute, and I'm trying to get her to slow down. I said, just practice 5 minutes. Can you shut your brain down for 5 minutes? What comes into your brain when you can shut it down for 5 minutes? And see what the pictures are. You are getting messages and pictures and symbols of things to come, existing, or somewhere in the future. And if you start paying attention to them, you're going to be more aware when they show up. And aha, there's that deja vu moment. So anyway, another one is clear hearing. That's called clairaudient. Now, it sounds like somebody's talking in your ear. It's also that mind chatter. Have you also ever had a conversation and you go, who said that? But if you've ever played out a mental conversation of you said this and they said that, what does it look like? Aha, there is clairaudient. That's what it sounds like. It's just that hearing. It's not your imagination, but a word will somehow be in your brain that you can actually take a moment and go, okay, I heard that. So this is actually one of my stronger suits. So I will actually be giving people a reading and I will hear the name. I will hear it's Mark Joseph. Okay, I didn't know that. Or it's a M name, or it's a M, something. But I actually hear it. And that's where I get to utilize my gifts in different ways, but they all come and all at the same time. But it's basically hearing words and sentences. It's kind of like having that little angel and devil on your shoulder and they're going blah, 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 blah. It's that same thing. And when you start paying attention, you don't have to say who said that. Have you ever walked into a room and you heard your name being called, but nobody's there? That's what it sounds like. So you just know you heard it though. You swear somebody just said your name. So anyway, how they come across, it may come as an internal voice. It may be something more audible for you. You can do it internally and say a few sentences in your own head where you suddenly go, okay, so that's what it sounds like. Is it your voice or somebody else's voice? It depends. Your angels could be actually giving you a voice. You may have a guardian or guide that has a booming voice, and that's every time you hear something, that's what it sounds like. It could also be your internal voice when, you know, you ever just bit your lip and just said, yeah, you wish. That's what it sounds like. So you know you've heard this stuff before and you can't make this stuff up. It's there, but just play with it. It's fun. So, but spirit will use your voice to speak to you. It's like tuning into a radio station. If you ever just, and I know this is going back, you know, flip the radio dial, you know, it goes, and all of a sudden you hear it very clearly. They're lowering their vibration to meet ours to be able to give us those messages. So if you feel like, if you ever just, and I kind of figured this out a few years ago, if you ever heard and it sounds like you can hear somebody turning on the TV in a different room, it's not. That's them. And they're just trying to lower and trying to turn that dial just enough so that you can hear them more audibly. So when I first got started, I would actually start writing words down and then I would put them together and suddenly I was seeing sentences and it was amazing. I can't make this stuff up. And they were telling me stuff. Number one, stuff I can't even spell. Have you ever gotten a word? And my angels and loved ones love joking. They're like, here's one of those big words. And they'll throw these words out. I don't even know how to spell it, but it's used in the right sentence, but I hear it. So they will say words and then I write everything down and then it's creating a sentence and then ta-da, I've gotten a message. So, but there are times, you know, when you get complete sentences and you go, okay, why did I get that? And that's where you have to start paying attention. And I'm a person that always needs to write things down. So that's what I do. I write scribble notes on things everywhere. I tend to look to the right. I'm using my right side brain, which is the creative side. The left side is your linear brain. So pay attention when you're here. If you, are you always hearing out of the left side of your ear or the right side of your ear? So that way it'll kind of give you an idea of where some of this might be coming from. It's your creative side also, so that you are developing and hearing that those words that may come in. Have you ever just, you know, somebody's crying and you don't know why, but you hear it in your brain, you hear crying. And then suddenly you go to that person and you see that they're actually crying because you heard it. But spirit guides are great. They are so much fun. When you learn to work with them, they will actually play games. So when I get these big words, no lie, they'll come through and say, here's one of those big words you don't like. Blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden I'm like, what the hell does that mean? So I have to look it up. I don't even know how to spell it, but ultimately, thank you, God, for Google. I'll pull it up and it's the right word in the right context and the right sentence. But I make sure that I always write that stuff down. So how do you know that you have it? So have you ever heard things, looked around and there's no source? Bingo. You need to be quiet so that you can hear yourself think. And I know we are so bombarded with so many different things going on. Again, that ringing in your ears, and I'm not talking about I think the word is tinnitus or something. That's not it. But suddenly, like I said, do you hear a TV being turned on someplace? Have you ever heard yourself talk? Again, when you are having that whole conversation in your head and you have not opened up your mouth, that's what it sounds like. Music speaks to you. Like you have a connection to it. Have you ever gotten like answers? You know, like you'll hear like a part of a song in your brain. You're singing along in your brain. That's what it sounds like. But suddenly the part of the lyrics that answers your question is the one part, it's the refrain or one part that shows up. That's how you know. Another thing, if you know that you're clairaudient, do you have people that come up and talk to you and tell you like their life story in the grocery store, like all the time? And you like can't wait to get home sometimes and go, I can't make this stuff up. I don't know why they're telling me all of this stuff. So that's kind of what it looks like. So, so you kind of have to play with it, but be aware that you've got it, but you have to calm the mind down so that you can receive and then be aware. Give yourself a little mini test. Did I hear that or not? At times, you know, you hear somebody calling out your name or you swear you said something and then you ask the people around you and they're like, you didn't say anything. And you're like, oh no, I am really glad I didn't say that, but I swear I heard it in my own brain. You never know. So with that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and just talk about a few last minute things to tie all of this up. But if you're interested in a channeled message, we are going to have a contest. And if you'd like to be the first caller at 1-800-930-2819, first caller in gets a 30-minute channeled message. And I am Lisa Ann with Message. Can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hey, welcome back. I am Lisa Ann, and you are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. and I am so glad that you are back. I am an intuitive channel medium psychic, and I would love to, if you had a need to call me, and I would be happy to give you a reading. You can reach me at angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter U.com. Or you can reach me at 919-744-9691. I'd love to hear from you. And again, just to let you know that we do have a free 30-minute reading that we are giving away. And if you do want to give us a call and see if you win, it's 1-800-930-2819. So if you're just joining us, so glad you could join us. Today, we are talking all about the clairs. So we've talked about clairsentience, Anyway, we've talked about the different clairs, clair knowing, clair feeling, clair seeing, and clairaudient. So all of these really go hand in hand. Ultimately, you can start picking apart so you kind of know how you get it. But ultimately, as long as you're getting it, that's what matters. They all go hand in hand. It's not an all or nothing. And I will tell you, there are times suddenly I am all clairaudient. I hear. And suddenly I am I'm clairsentience, and I'm sensing and I'm feeling everything. But it's not an all or nothing. It can all blend together. So just be aware that if that happens, it's okay. No rush. But ultimately, just know that some of it will go hand in hand. You might get a bit of this and a little bit of that. And as long as you're getting the messages, that's all that matters. When you start really keying into some of this stuff, you start being aware of how much information you're really getting. And it's almost like you crave it. You want to know more because you got a superpower. Why not use it? Play with it. It can be fun when you are not in stressful situations to just play a game with yourself. How did I know that? Did I know that? What was it? Did I feel it? Did I hear it? Did I see it? And again, the other two that we talked about, where you can actually taste things randomly or you smell something. That is just this amazing gift that you are getting and using. And these are things that go way beyond your five senses. So it's not all or nothing, but just pay attention to them. And if you have more than one, if you want to distinguish what that is so that you can claim it, go for it. But those are just a few of your superpowers. There's certainly a lot of different ways that you can develop some of these. You don't always have to do everything that, you know, one person says. There are books, there are games. When you make this fun, the more it comes through. And again, the more you play, the more you get your ego out of the way, the more you get your ego out of the way, then the more it comes to you. So pay attention to doing some of those things. You know, like when you've driven and you're not really sure how you got where you've got the, you've gone through six red light or six traffic lights, stop, start, and suddenly you're at your destination because your ego was out of the way and your mind was someplace else. I do advise to always pay attention while driving. That's not the key, but to also just kind of be aware that's that feeling that you need to kind of get yourself in to be aware. Now, again, like having two tabs open on your computer, they can run simultaneously. But first and foremost, what resonates the best with you? Some of them might be a stronger at others, and some of them will wane and ebb and flow. So don't feel like, well, I walk around and I am always this, and suddenly you're like, oh crap, it's not like that at all. Some of them will be stronger, and some of them, it's just spirit's way of saying, okay, you got that one down, Pat. We're going to push this one off to the side. Let's see if we can work on a different one. But set your intention. Today, I want to practice this. Every day, I'm going to practice this. I'm going to stop at least once an hour and be aware of, feel, sense, know, and play a game with myself. Keep a scorecard for yourself. You'll know the more you do, the more you trust. When you start seeing the repetition of, oh my gosh, I can trust this, then you're going to be able to take it further and then see what you want to do with it. But put your intention out there. I want to learn. Find a book, Google, YouTube. There's all sorts of different ways that you can learn. You just need to take the time to practice and figure it out. But when the student is ready, the teacher will arrive. So just be aware when you announce and just say, I am doing this, and this is my new project. I want to practice. Guess what? you're going to find ways to practice, and Spirit's going to make sure that you can get to that state where you're comfortable and you trust it. Because ultimately, you know, we always have those friends that go, you're making that stuff up. There is no way you could have known. And you're like, yeah, not the case. So just kind of be aware of that, but practice, 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 and have fun with it. Make games out of it. You know, it kind of goes along with that card game that we play, you know, the memory game where it's like, where was that? But you can kind of look at the cards without ever knowing and then just kind of picture, where would that be? Your missing item, where would that be? Feeling it, etc. So, but the right people will be put in front of you to learn the right skills. If you need some help or if you need somebody to hold your hand along the way, there are practice groups. You can join Meetup. There are metaphysical stores in your area if you want to get involved with things like that. And other like, kind people, practice groups. You know, there are practice groups out there. And you just sit and you just say, okay, nobody's going to make fun of me. Everybody is a believer. We're going to practice. So I've done things even by Zoom with the quarantine. And, you know, we've got psychic classes and I pay attention to my senses and what. And it kind of even goes along with and opens up so many more opportunities for you. I mean, it's really neat. Once you start getting involved and you learn, the more you crave to know, the more is presented to you. So just don't give up. It's fun. But the best advice, and I know I said it again and again, you got to meditate. Calm your mind. That's all of this is about. Meditating is stopping the brain from the chatter of everyday life and just breathe. Take 5 minutes. Challenge yourself 5 minutes. Can you stop thinking for 5 minutes? Focus on one thing, whether it's a beautiful woods, a cabin, a lake, whatever you need to do to focus on 5 minutes. Put the timer on your clock. Just do that. I'm pretty sure most of you at some point or another, if you've not, I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever said, I can't even hear myself think? Yeah, that's what it gets to the point. It's so overwhelming. But once you start slowing down, it allows you to actually use these other senses that go beyond your five senses to get that extra information when you weren't expecting it. You also have to take care of your body and your mind. You know, if you are polluting your body with all sorts of drugs and alcohol and things like that, obviously you're not going to be able to feel. And you're also going to question where the information came from if you're in an inebriated state. So, but use your gifts to help mankind. You know, you just see somebody that maybe needs some help because you felt it, you knew it, you heard it, and you saw it. So using those, it's that impulse to do some things. Those gifts are yours to give to mankind, and they in turn will be returned to you from other people doing nice things for you, because guess what? Your senses helped them, their senses or somebody else's will come back to you. Kind of like karma, you know, make sure that your karma bank is in good standing. So, and one of the ways too, that just kind of be aware, like when you're waking up for a dream, and we're going to do another host show on dreams. But one of the things about dreams is that in between state, you know, when you're kind of half asleep and you're kind of waking up and suddenly your ego is still rubbing its eyes going, oh my gosh, okay, I'm getting ready for the day. But you know what? Guess what? That's when you can get a lot of messages. And that's just a state. That's kind of that hazy feeling that you want to get some of those messages, but pay attention when you're waking up, but you're going to get those messages. And just don't get too bogged down with what's going on. It's not wishful thinking. It's just knowing that you've got these mad talents. You just have to utilize them. So there are so many superpowers out there, and I know that you're going to be able to definitely utilize them, play games, have fun. I actually sat down once upon a time, and it probably wasn't that long ago. There is a symbols book, and I had to sit down, and I thought, okay, I would go sit in the park with my book and actually sit down so I could visually, you know, some of the stuff we just take for granted. For years, that's all we've, you know, we're bombarded with stimuli of, you know, what is this? How is this? What is, you don't even get to figure out where it came from. But I sat down with a symbols book and I actually had to visualize, what does this look like to me? So if I got that, then I know that this is a symbol for, you know, if I saw, for example, a ring with a big stone on it, that would be my symbol for a wedding ring, and then I would know. If I was missing something, ever lose your keys? Oh my Lord, I have lost my keys. Did not mean to. And I have to stop. And the first thing I always ask myself, are they lost or misplaced? And if I have a bad feeling, I know I have misplaced them and they're outside of my realm. If I don't have that feeling, then I know that they are actually someplace and I need to go look a little bit harder. So there's those kind of things. When you walk into a room, you're going to know what you should or should not be doing because of how you feel. If it's a very, very tenseful situation and people have been fighting, and or there is an excitement and buzz and energy in the air. Like last few days, everybody's been talking about how great the energy is. And it's like they're like, they feel how great it is. Those are those extra senses coming in. But the goal is to kind of just tap into it. And again, have conversations in your brain so you are aware of when that those voices come in. Ask, what should I need to know? And if it says go left and you were going to go right, you know what? You should probably pay attention to that. There's a reason. It's your angels. It's your guidance on the other side. They're there. You just can't see them, but they're right there. And they're wanting to help you by giving you these little cheaters of sorts of messages and information and stuff. But ultimately, you know what? You just need to play. Have fun with it. There's just all sorts of ways, you know, when I'm doing readings, I get to help people, but it all comes in different ways. It just depends on who and what is talking. You know, is it my clairsentience? Is it my, you know, clairaudience? Am I hearing? Am I seeing? But those are those fun things that I get to decipher. So when I'm channeling, I will actually get messages and I will say out loud, because I always record them, to say, I hear, I see, I feel, I know. So that way I can kind of keep a scorecard of where's the information coming from, because I'd like to know, but I will tell you, it ebbs and flows, kind of comes and goes, something stronger than something else is. But again, when you're like trying to see pictures, sometimes it will come as a flash, but pay attention. You know, even if you just go into Barnes and Noble, and randomly just go up and down the aisle, grab a book and just pay attention and just say, show me, let me feel, know, or do something about a picture in a book. And suddenly you will have a, you know, it's a sign. But it's a sign for you to kind of know what is, what's being presented to you. But you will know that, you know, there's a red car outside the store. You might see a color, but you can practice these with flashcards, you know, create flashcards, you know, go back to the kids section at Staples or something. And those are those little simple things. It's already done for you. You can play with it. And the more you get, then the more information you will start to get from that. And then the more you know, but it's there to help you. So, you know, one of the things I saw was in one of the readings was a little girl on the floor and there was a toy box by the window. Well, I didn't know who this little girl was. It was just during one of my mediumship readings. And but there were toys on the floor. Now, the toy that was shown to me in my mind's eye was not necessarily the exact toy, but Spirit needed to show me what a rocket ship was. So I actually... Anybody see Buzz Lightyear? Yeah, that's what my vision of a rocket ship was. So when I saw this child sitting on the floor that I was bringing through, it actually was a rocket ship that she was playing with, but that's the picture that I saw in my mind's eye. All I had to say was, I see that this child is playing with a rocket ship. And again, you know, what does a window look like? Is it the typical cartoon drawing that, you know, it's got the little cinches and the drapes, or is it always a push up or a push down? When you picture a car, when you smell something, what does it smell? You know, when you listen or think, I'm sorry, when you think about, you know, somebody that has passed over, do they have a favorite cologne or perfume? I mean, it's just so cool when you're sitting there and suddenly you smell this and you're like, there is no conceivable way at all whatsoever that I would know how this is. where did I get that smell from? There's nobody smoking, you know? I mean, there's nobody even around me. Mine has been shaving cream lately. I have no clue where shaving cream is coming from because there's nobody in my house that shaves with shaving cream right now. So I'm not really sure what that is, but ultimately I know that I can smell a combination of certain things and it automatically is a sign for me that that person is around me. So ultimately, you know, there is so much cool stuff. You got to play with it, but pay attention. And again, I'm going to say it till I'm probably blue in the face. Pay attention to what you are doing, how you're feeling. It's all good. But I just want to say thank you again for joining me today. You've been listening to Message Delivery. And again, you can't make this stuff up, but if you're interested, please reach out to me at angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter U.com. Or you can reach out to me at 919-744-9691. Can't wait to talk to you next time. Thank you for visiting and joining me today. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.
You have been listening to Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U.com. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.